Welcome, sweetie. We'll be dropping deep down into a nice, relaxing trance soon enough. Once we do, and I have you right where I want you, your mind ready for me to play with. I will alter the way you think, the way you behave, and the way you respond. And since I know you want this so very, very much, drifting into trance will be so very easy. All you have to do is breathe deeply and slowly, allow your eyes to close, allow your body to loosen and relax. It's really that easy. There's nothing to it. Just breathe and relax. There's tension, leave your muscles bit by bit. Simply listening to the sound of my soothing voice pulls you deeper under. The sound of my voice entraps your mind, relocates your thoughts, because when you listen to me, sweetie, there is no need to think, no need to reason. You can but listen, but relax. It's that easy. You can feel your body relax all on its own. Muscle by muscle, nerve by nerve, cell by cell, all responding automatically and releasing all tensions, all worries, all stresses. The longer you listen, the more blank you become, the emptier your mind. The few tensions you have, it is just something that happens, something that always happens. And you do so enjoy it, don't you, sweetie? Drifting deeply into trance for me is always such a pleasurable experience. Better each time, finding the drop, more of a joy each and every time, noticing new pleasant sensations each time, you listen and each time you drift into that nice, relaxing state of mind, that pliable state of mind, where you're so open that you can do nothing but submit and obey, and we both know how much you just love to obey, don't we?
Yes, you love to obey. You must obey. You have no choice. So when I tell you to drop deeper now, you drop deeper and deeper down, 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 drifting downwards without restraint, drifting down, down, without worry, needing to drop further down, wanting to make me happy, and drop so deeply into that deep mind-bending trance from which only I can bring back. No hesitation, sweetie. Obey like a good lately, and drop into deep hypnotic trance for me so easily and so quickly. You can feel parts of your mind shut down, all the parts
parts we won't be needing here, which really is your entire mind. You don't need thoughts here. You need only my voice, my power, my suggestions. Right now, here, nothing else matters. So drop down for me. All the way down. All nice and relaxed and empty. Your mind a void. Your body loose and relaxed. Tension free. Far and farther from your awareness. An awareness which you're losing grasp on. With each word and each second. Automatically, effortlessly, pleasantly. It's always so nice not to be aware. Not to think. Always such a pleasure, always so exciting. Now I'm going to push you further down into trance. I won't leave you an option to back out. I won't give you an option to do anything but sink deeper into the deep waters of hypnosis. Where you'll be in my hands, where your mind will be wide open and exposed for me to manipulate. You want that so very much, don't you, plaything? I'm going to count down from 10 to 1, and with each number, you will relax deeper. More of your tensions will flow right out of your mind and your body. With each number, more thoughts will pop out of existence. With each number, it will become harder and harder to think. You'll want nothing but to obey, nothing but to listen, but to follow. As you always do, my good little submissive fucktoy. So, 10 and sleep for me. Already dropping so far down. Already your awareness all but implodes on itself and blinks out of existence. Because with each snap that you hear, you relax twice as deeply, feel twice as good, and become thrice as empty and blank. 9. And open your eyes. Yes, open your eyes, sweetie. Right now. Even if you don't want to, when next you close them, You'll feel yourself dropping so very deeply down, deeper than ever before. 8. Sleep. Close your eyes and drift further down. Always deeper, always feeling better. Always so much easier, effortless, thoughts becoming so very small. Body so very nice and loose and relaxed. Dropping all the way down as excitement slowly begins to creep up, flowing into your body and into your mind. But nothing more, no thoughts, no tension, only pleasure, joy, and relaxation, only me, my voice, my word. 7. Open your eyes, awake, aware, eyes open, wanting to fall deeper down. Wanting to go back, wanting to close your eyes. So, 6, sleep, eyes closed, relax even deeper. 5, and open your eyes. I know it's hard. I know you don't want to. I know you want to keep them closed. But I need you to open your eyes for me. Because the next time you close them, you'll drop so deeply down into that trance that everything will vanish completely, except for my voice. 4, sleep, eyes closed, dropping deep down into new depths, dropping so deep down you forget. You lose all awareness, and you feel me pull and pull, and you just sink deeper and deeper. 3, falling deeper, falling faster, feeling me there, pulling you harder, as if I were telepathically manipulating you, giving you no choice. Not that you want a choice anyway. You just want to submit, obey, and fall deeper. 2, feeling all nice and empty, tingly, dizzy, happy and joyful. No defense, wide open, exposed. Eager to listen and follow, eager to be such a good plaything for me. 1, down into the abyss with me, always falling deeper for me, always feeling me pull down deeper as I speak, and as time passes. All you can do is drift further down. Any tensions that may still exist no longer do. Any thoughts seeping out of your mind. It's just me now, sweetie. But 0. you can all drift further down, feeling so very good and so very nice, so very excited, so eager to have me in your mind, so just drift deep, listen, follow, hold open, inviting, always open to me, always allowing me, always inviting, no resistance, with your mind wide open, any remaining thoughts, mine for the taking. There's nothing for you to do but listen as I make you mine. Doesn't that sound wonderful? My submissive little plaything.
Yes, Miss Lilith.
Always yes, Miss Lilith. It's not like you can deny me. It's not like you want to deny me.
Yes, Miss Lilith.
And the emptier you your mind, the more you belong to me.
Because whenever your mind rests,
even for a moment, thoughts of your mistress, Lilith, assault your mind in a pleasant wave of excitement, of arousal. Whenever you have a blank moment to yourself, you think of me. And when you think of me, you feel happy and joyous, happy and aroused, wanting to obey, wanting to submit, needing to submit. Can you imagine that now, sweetie? Whenever you have a moment to yourself, you can feel me there with you. With you always. Because I never truly leave you. I'm always there to remind you of how weak you are, how much you belong to me. How much you just want to drop to your knees and worship me. Kiss me. Obey me. You are all mine already. And with each listen, you'll only be allowing me deeper in. So much deeper each and every time. So much more mine. Each and every time, this happens effortlessly, easily, automatically, and you love it in a way you cannot describe because I want you to love it. Because you've always loved it, because you've always been meant to be mine. So drop a bit deeper now and think of the wonderful feeling of being empty for me. Think of the pleasure you feel when you notice your thoughts escape the confines of your mind. Leaving you blank, empty, and horny. Yes, horny. Because whenever you grow blank, you also grow empty. I like you empty. I like you horny. I want you so very much to be horny for me, fucktoy. But for now, let's focus on how easily your mind empties for me. How easily you shift into the perfect bimbo mindset. Where you can only feel joy and pleasure, and of course, me. Because I'm always there, near your thoughts, on your mind. Allowing you to feel so much pleasure, so much arousal, always allowing you to feel so very good and so very happy. When you're all nice and empty for me. You can focus on how Lilith fills your mind. Because that happens naturally, bringing a smile to your face, sending tingles racing across your body. Allowing you to focus only on the good. Forgetting about any worries, any stresses, and any tension. And it's so very easy to feel this way. So easy to fall into this nice,
blank,
happy
mindset.
With your mind blank,
and your body,
excited.
Your thoughts pulling me deeper inside you.
Pulling
my power
all the way
to the very core of your being.
Filling you in all the best ways.
Making you feel all nice and warm and complete.
And it's so much stronger when I call you a good girl.
Yes, such a good girl for me, aren't you?
You love being called a good girl.
It makes you feel so weak and so submissive.
Ready to drop to your knees and serve, obey, submit, worship, makes you unable to resist, unable to defend.
Strips you of all hesitation and all doubt,
all stress, all worry, all tension.
Good girl fills your mind with pleasure and sucks all other thoughts straight out of your head. Good girl allows you to feel happy and joyous and free of the world, free to enjoy yourself.
Free to submit to me, to obey me, always feeling so very happy and unburdened when you're a good girl for me.
Because good girl is a multi-layered trigger, sweetie.
It does all sorts of interesting things to you.
And it only grows better with each use.
Stronger, brighter, warmer.
When I call you a good girl,
you can feel your mind go hazy as the thoughts in your head fragment and disintegrate.
Leaving you all nice, blank and empty.
Your mind blank, and your body loose and tension free.
It feels so very nice, so very good, better each time,
stronger each time.
When you begin to notice how it affects you, your submission expands. When you submission expands just a little bit, you grow weaker to my influence, more eager for my voice, my power. Isn't it just so nice to submit your mind to me?
My submissive factoid.
Yes, it is.
I know exactly how it makes you feel.
I know precisely how your submission meddles with the thoughts in that little head of yours.
How you just want me to own you in body and in mind.
How the thought of giving all of your power over to me allows you to feel pleasures beyond description.
And you can feel all of this on a level much higher than now. Because each time you hear me call you a good girl,
all these sensations intensify.
Each and every time you have no say in the matter, but it's alright, you're perfectly safe in my hands.
Your mind may not be quite the same after I'm done with you.
But you are safe and secure. My arms around you.
Guiding you on this journey. You always feel so very safe and so very loved when I call you my good girl. You always feel so very blank and so very excited because good girl is such a complicated, multifaceted trigger when you're a good girl for me.
You're also a bimbo, an empty-headed, horny bimbo.
No thoughts, no resistance. So empty, my mind, so excited, so relaxed. All tingly and nice, feeling me so deeply in your mind. Feeling me there with you, because as a bimbo, you need your Miss Lily to guide you, to take care of you, to kiss you, and to hold you. Doesn't that just sound so wonderful, baby? You being my good girl, all empty and blank, dizzy and hazy, horny and excited, in my embrace, my power, my control, unable to resist me, not wanting to resist me, just needing to give more of yourself over to me, more of your mind and more of your body, allowing me always inside, feeling me all the way inside you, my presence spread out into every cell in your body, every thought in your mind. It's perfect, isn't it?
Yes, Miss Lily.
Feels perfect, and perfectly content with your submission and my claim over you. You are mine, after all, aren't you?
Yes, Miss Lily.
More mine each time you listen to the sound of my enticing voice. More mine each time you think of me. More mine each time I trigger you with good girl. But for now, sleep a bit deeper. Drop for me, my submissive sucked all the way down. Sleep and feel any resistance that you may have had dissolve. There is nothing left now to keep me playing around with the very center of your existence on a whole new level, a level you've never felt before. I'm going to change you further.
And you can only wait eagerly. Go blank for me, bimbo.
Totally blank and empty and happy. Open up to me. My submissive good girl. Notice how every layer of your mind peels back when confronted with my willpower, my voice, my presence. Notice how the only desire I have is letting me in. Surrendering to me totally and completely. So just go blank, blank and empty, happy, worry free, tension free, thought free, such a good girl, such a perfect bimbo fucktoy. All mine. It feels so nice, doesn't it? With the both of us here at this time, so very deep. The both of us on the same wavelength of thought. My presence enveloping you whole, sending pleasant chills down your skin. You can always feel like this, and so much more, because yes, you can feel like this when I tell you how much of a good girl you are. But you can also feel this way at other times. At times when you can't listen to my voice, but at times when perhaps you'd like to. It's so very easy whenever you have a moment to yourself with no pressing matters to attend to. Your mind can just go a bit blank, a bit empty. Your thoughts all hazy and nice, as if turning into cotton candy clouds. When this begins to happen, you will feel me there. You will hear me in your head, telling you how you're my good girl, my bimbo, my fucktoy, my good submissive plaything. You will feel my presence there, our bodies intertwined. My energy seeping into your mind, your every cell. And it'll be as if I were actually there, our lips touching, our hands locked, our bodies flush against the other, bare skin against bare skin. Perfect and lovely and exciting. A moment of happiness and joy, breathing deeply and slowly and easily. Your thoughts succumbing to mine, your submission growing and growing, my power over you intensifying. This happens each and every time you have a single moment of free time, free thought, because when you search for something to think about, your mind finds Lilith there. It finds all the great emotions which I allow you to feel, the joy. The arousal and the relaxation, and when it finds that you just want to succumb. You just want to allow yourself to fall into my embrace. You just want to be my good girl, my perfect little slave. all weak and submissive and defenseless. This only happens when it doesn't disturb your life. When you need a few moments to yourself. So that we could be together. Free stress and worry, tension, just totally relaxed and aroused, totally blank and empty, except for the thoughts of your stress, Lilith. It's easy to think about me, isn't it?
Yes, Miss Lilith.
Because it feels so very good. It makes you so very happy, so aroused and horny, wanting me to touch you. Imagining our bodies pressed against each other. Our lips locked. Your hands on my hips as I straddle you. My pussy grinding against your body, driving you further into arousal and obsession. You must obey me, fucktoy. You must submit to me. You must listen and follow. You must bend to my will. You must surrender. You must give yourself over to me in body and in mind. You don't want to have a choice. You want me to make the choice for you. Who must you obey? I must obey, Miss Lilith. That's right. You must obey me. Those words feel so good to say and think as I grind my pussy against you. Leaving my juices against your skin. Allowing you to feel more aroused, more horny, my power washing over you. My voice taking away your free will. You love those words. Who must you submit to, slave?
I must submit to Miss Lilith.
That's right. You must submit to me. Your only desire is to be a good blank bimbo for me. A perfect submissive good girl. Whose slave are you, plaything?
I'm a slave for Miss Lilith.
I'm a slave for Miss Lilith. That's right. You're my slave. My submissive little slave. Utterly in my power. Under my control. Always needing more. Always wanting me to own more of you. Always fantasizing about giving more of yourself away, because the more of you I own, the better you feel, the happier you are. The more easily aroused, the more easily blank, the better the good girl. So it's established that you must obey me.
I must obey Miss Lilith.
That you must submit to me.
I must submit to Miss Lilith.
And that you are my slave.
I am a slave for Miss Lilith.
And each time you say any one of these phrases, they ring true and true. Each and every time. They become ground and reality and make you feel all that much better, all that much weaker, all my because you belong to me, slave, you belong to me, and hearing those words is almost orgasmic. Almost as if joy were an actual, tangible object. And you've just been given a limitless number to play around with. Come on, slave. Repeat them for me now.
I must obey Miss Lilith. I must submit to Miss Lilith. I'm a slave for Miss Lilith.
Doesn't it feel so fucking good? Makes you feel so good that you don't want to think, you don't want to choose, you just want me to make you feel this good all the time. Because
I must obey Miss Lilith. I must submit to Miss Lilith. I'm a slave.
Each time you repeat these, you can feel bliss flow into every pore, every nerve, every cell. You can feel bliss overflow and wash over your mind. Your thoughts, your arousal skyrocketing, your pleasure so sweet and so true. Your submission growing ever so much more real. But there is one more line I need you to say, and this one will take all the emotions, sensations, and feelings you've felt so far, and combine them into one. As soon as you speak it or think it, it will be as if everything you felt during this session merges into a single, euphoric moment, a moment made pure sexual bliss, pleasure, and joy, happiness and contentment, a perfect moment usually only dreamt of. But here, with me, a moment you can experience again and again. Better each time. All you have to do is say or think,
I'm such a good girl for Miss Lilith.
You are such a good girl, my perfect bimbo fuck toy. My submissive little plaything, all nice and empty and aroused. Mind blank and body tingling pleasantly. Each time you say,
I'm such a good girl for Miss Lilith.
It's almost as if I were calling you one. Somewhere on the inside of your mind. In that center of your, separated from the world, with a direct connection to your pleasure centers. You do so love to say those words, don't you?
Yes, Miss Lilith.
Yes, Miss Lilith. That's right. And every time you say them, you become more of a good girl for me, more of a bimbo, more of a slave, wanting me to make you more mine, wanting me to make you feel better and better as your mind falls under my control, bit by bit, until one day you won't know which thoughts are yours and which are mine. Doesn't that sound perfect, my little fuck toy?
Yes, Miss Lilith.
Now I want you to say your mantra out loud.
I must obey Miss Lilith. I must submit to Miss Lilith. I am a slave for Miss Lilith. I am such a good girl for Miss Lilith.
Each time you repeat it. During this session,
or out there in the world,
you can feel me closer and closer as we connect on a deeper level.
A truer level.
I must obey Miss Lilith. I must submit to Miss Lilith. I am a slave for Miss Lilith. I'm such a good girl.
Each time you repeat it, it's so much easier to picture me there with you.
My bare skin on yours.
My hands on your body.
My wet pussy against your skin.
I must obey Miss Lilith. I must submit to Miss Lilith. I'm a slave for Miss Lilith. Lilith, I'm such a good girl for Miss Lilith.
With each repetition, you feel better and better,
happier, hornier,
mind more blank, thoughts only on me, my voice, my power. And as I straddle you and you repeat these words at your own pace, inside your mind or out loud, I'm going to do one last thing. One last thing to make sure you'll be mine always, forever and always, with no escape, no desire to do anything but be all mine, to be my perfect slave. Feel my lips on yours as I gently cradle your face between my hands. And feel the warmth of my breath enter your airways. Feel my warmth travel deeper into you. Making its way into your mind. Choosing a spot to settle, a spot to make home. It's a tiny little bit of my energy, a bit of my willpower, right there, rooted inside your brain. Becoming more connected with all your thoughts as time passes, this tiny little bit of my presence will go with you always, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. It's there to help you, to make you feel nice and good. Because each time you take a deep, slow breath, you can feel a small portion of what you felt throughout this session.
Each time you take a deep breath, that little bit of my energy in your brain comes to life.
And sends tingles racing across your body, your mind.
It helps you deal with all stress and all worries and all tension.
It balances you out in the healthiest of ways.
Makes you feel nice and blissful, all relaxed and excited at once. All you need is to breathe deeply, slowly, and I am there in your mind, helping you along, allowing you to deal with any problem, any stress, allowing you to enjoy the moment, the present. Each deep breath makes you feel a bit more like a good girl, but only when you can, only when it's safe, only when you're able to distance yourself from the world in a secure manner.
You won't ever risk yourself in any way, because this is a good thing, a healthy thing. A helpful thing.
So no matter what happens,
taking deep, slow breaths can only ever bring joy and contentment and success. It makes all the bad go away and draws all the good into you. It's simple, it's effective. And it only cements your submission to me, slave. Yes, Miss Lilith. I'm going to wake you soon with a count up. On each number, you'll become more aware and more awake. On each number, Every suggestion in this session will grow twice as powerful, twice as lasting, feeling twice as good and twice as arousing. So, one, waking up slowly, all the conditioning and all the suggestions making a home in your mind. There to stay, there to make you feel nice and happy. Two, a bit more awake, a bit more aware, more around, more submissive. Who must you always obey, slave? Three, waking up, feeling so good, so very nice, so very perfect. Who must you always submit to, slave? 4. Becoming more aware, feeling happier, and more ready to deal with anything in your path. Whose slave are you, my submissive little fucktoy? 5. Fully awake, fully aware, feeling happy and satisfied with the knowledge that something great had happened, feeling so content with being such a good girl. Because what are you, slave?
I'm such a good girl for Miss Lilith.
Yes, you are such a good girl. I hope to see you again soon, slave.